actually his father is a double
covenant. It's a tremendous covenant for us to have that the Rav, Rav Shlomo Cinnamon, the Rav of Kalbanei Torah and Flatbush, and of Kol Dirshua Flatbush came here special just to present our humble crowd. But before we move on, I think I'm afraid to, I think there's an aspect of Pesach and Bechlei Rav Tanya, who was the younger man who was Maitre Nefesh, to make it a little colorful over here in the middle of the table of Yaitu Farnes and Shukaya. I'll tell you that he did it, and you know, there's two ways that you work hard. Either when you don't have time and you do something anyway, or when something's hard. This was when he had no time and he did it anyway. And Shukaya.
Shukaya.
So we'll cover to hold it up to say some different chizuk in honor of the Sikha of starting a Sechas Rosh Hashanah.
Shukaya. Shukaya. I'll live. And it's a schus for me to come speak for an island of the B'nai Torah who are more than a kfiyas itim. It's people who are looking to be ma'ala themselves. We hear the Torah. Just before I say what I want to really say, it's a little hard. The Sefer Beya, the Derech Pilpul, and then segue into the Sefer Hashanah. But before, I just want to, again, I want to say, when you make a siyum, you say, we ask, when we recite the Masechta, we say, we shouldn't forget the Masechta. And we also ask the Masechta shouldn't forget us. It's really understandable when you say, you don't want to forget the Masechta, shikhas, especially if you work hard to remember something, you have to have special tefillah, you have to make a special tefillah that you shouldn't forget. So that's why when you finish off the Masechta, you daven that tefillah. But what's the tefillah? The Masechta shouldn't forget me. How can a Masechta forget somebody? But who's the Masechta? What does the Masechta not forget me? So I just wanted to take 1 minute. Maisa that I heard once from Rabbi Mordechai Zrachi. I grew up in Borough Park, and a Borough Park on the corner of 16th Avenue and 54th Street is Amir Dika Bismedrish. And the Bismedrish in Borough Park, now it's already, I walk by with my kids, it's like walking in Yerushalayim and showing where Rabbi Shul Eid lived. On the corner of 54th and 16th was the Mirror Minyan. When I was growing up in the Mirror Minyan, I used to be scared to say shalom with my friends there. And you were scared, you used to see them fighting, all the Altamiras were there. In Bereshon, there was a back table, and there was a special yid who used to sit there a whole day and learn. It was Rabbi Aaron Kreisel at Tzadbrach. And he used to, people were literally the aim of him, how he used to argue with you and learning, and there was a special light on top of his table. He used to say in the back, Kreisel's light. They put in a special light that he'd leave it on. So I heard it, this is over for Rabbi Mordechai Zrachi, that he heard it from the Baal Ovda. There used to be one of the Altamiras who wasn't so into learning, Teirosi Yomlosei, like Rabbi Aaron Kreisel. He used to work, he was in business in the neighborhood, he had an office. Every lunch hour, he would buy lunch, and he would walk down the block, down 16th Avenue, and he would bring two sandwiches, and he would sit for 10, 15 minutes with Rabbi Aaron Kreisel, and they would eat lunch and shmooze, even learning, and that was his, he held that as a special schus. One time he came down, walking down the street, and he came down the street, we went to the door, the door's locked. He knocks on the door, nobody answers. It's never happened. He's here to eat him kisidron every day, he's in the Bismedrash. So he didn't know what to do. He took a few milk boxes, and he stood up and he looked in the windows there are higher, go see them, and he put some milk boxes and he looked into the window. That was the tkufa, the time when Reb Nochum Partzovich, Reb Nochum Tracha from the Miri Yeshiva was very, very sick. He was suffering terribly, and Reb Aaron Kreisel was a friend of his, a chavrusa from the days of Shanghai, from Baranovich and Mir. So this yid put up a few milk boxes and he looked in through the window. When he looked in through the window, he saw the Aron Kodesh was open. And the Aron Kodesh was open, and he saw Rabbi Aaron Kreisel's face between the Sifrei Torah. And Rabbi Aaron Kreisel was screaming into the Sifrei Torah, and he was saying, Babekama! V wie lost das geschehen zu Rav Nochman? Yevamis, how are you letting this happen to Rav Nochman? And he was screaming into the Aron Kodesh. So this year just jumped off the milk boxes and he ran away. So I heard your Baruch Moruch, this year said it over to your Baruch Moruch Mizrahi, who went through. And your Baruch Moruch Mizrahi said, what's pshat? Baba Kama, if I ask you, Rav Nochman? Was ist der Baba Kama, nicht vergessen Rav Nochman? Was ist der Yevamis, nicht vergessen Rav Nochman? See, was Masber, Siddur Baba Kama, Malen Baba Kama. Aber Siddur Baba Kama, was man lernt mit such a Horavanya, at the Baba Kama wird eins mit dem Mensch. It personifies, it becomes a chelik of the identity of the person. And that person becomes a shtik Baba Kama. Und if that person becomes a shtik Baba Kama, man kann sich teilen, Baba Kama, ihr seid doch innewenig, in this inside. You're so identified with this person. Be megan, protect, immunize this person. That was the time, that was the tefillah that Rabbi Kreisler was being misfollowed. Loi misnashim minon mesech tebeye. We misfollowed that mesech tebeye shouldn't be something we learned. Mesech tebeye should be something that's internalized. Something that becomes one with the person. And when Masech Tebeye becomes one with the person, it forget Sechnish. You don't forget yourself. You don't forget your life. And the Mele forgets Masech Tebeye. Those are the Loi Nisnashim. We just want to be Machshavit. And that's what we say by Asiyah. So obviously it's Pashut. There's learning and then there's learning. This learning is Gevaldik. Any learning is Gevaldik. Any learning we put ourselves, we learn Teres Hashem. It is gewaldig in the world. When you learn it, and you put in extra time, and you want to verstehe it, and you let it simmer in your mind, what the Gemara says, was Tosfos sagt, and was steht da, that it's much more how it becomes identified, it becomes internalized in a person. I think that's so important, that this Siyum, B'nai Torah, you want to take it up a level. They want to take it up and take it to a point of like this national, you know, that it becomes part of you. And that's, I think, a very important note to underline here at this seal. Just say, finish the Masech Tebeye. I think Chaylu from Masech Tebeye, a big part is Erev Tavshilin and Yom Tov. When Yom Tov goes into Shabbos, you have to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So everybody knows the famous Gemara Masechta Yuma. Gemara states, Avraham Avinu, Chatan Kayin, Vinim Kol HaTorah Kulos, Afil Erev Tavshil. So everybody asks, what's Afil Erev Tavshil? It's Erev Tavshil. From the ganze Torah, from the ganze Rabbonos, Chatan on Erev Tavshil. So some want to say, the reward is from Ekev HaShoshom HaBlom B'Kaili. So maybe it should have said Erev Tchumen. So therefore it has to do with Ekev. But if you look at the Balaturim, he says the Balaturim Befeir says the Rosh Gematria for Erev Tavshilin. And if you look it up, Mamushin, the Friyadika sources, it's Befeir, it's Erev Tavshilin. But what's the Erev Tavshilin? What's so important? So Siddur HaGavaldik HaShtikl from the Avnei Nezer that's brought into Sefer Noiz Desha. And Avnei Nezer said like this, Bemis is, why is it so important, why is it usher to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos? Shabbos is a chayvei skila. So it's much more stringent and humble than Yom Tov. Yom Tov is only a chayvei lam. So of course you should be able to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Why would somebody say, you can't prepare, if anything, fakir, let Yom Tov serve as Shabbos. Shabbos is melchom of Yom Tov. Zogt Avnei Nezer, al korchach, you have to say that in a certain respect, Yom Tov is more choshev than Shabbos. And the reason Yom Tov is more choshev than Shabbos is because Yom Tov is not kviyah v'kaimah. Yom Tov, you have to shaf Yom Tov. Since it's Mekadosh Yisroel v'azmanim, so the Yid has a hand in creating the Yom Tov. Shabbos is written in stone, it happens then. So then, therefore, in a certain respect, Yom Tov is better than Yom Tov is more chomer than Shabbos, which we find Bemis, that it's brought in the Ramban, in the Kisvei Ramban novels. That's why you don't make psalmim on Motzei Yom Tov, which we'll see maybe after. You don't make psalmim on Motzei Yom Tov, because there's a neshama yaseira on Yom Tov, even just like on Shabbos, and you should have to have psalmim Motzei Yom Tov. Because the Yom Tov has a staying power. And the neshama yaseira of Yom Tov, since you created it, therefore it has more of a staying power for later. Zokta Avneza, that's why you need an Erev Tavshilin. You need Erev Tavshilin to respect that darga of Yom Tov, which is on a certain level higher than Shabbos. Therefore, you need to prepare. You have to make an Erev Tavshilin. You shouldn't be mezalzel in the Yom Tov. Zokta Avneza. Avram Avinu didn't have to keep Yom Tov. He didn't have to keep Shabbos. All Avram Avinu had to keep was this Shiva Mitzvah B'nai Noir. It was Koyim Ma'itayim. That means every Shabbos, Avram Avinu decided to keep Shabbos. Das Hei Sokta Avnei Nezer. Every Shabbos, even a Yom Tov. By Avram Avinu, every Shabbos had the Milah of preparing, of Mekadosh Yisroel. Because if he didn't want to keep Shabbos, so then he should not hold the Shabbos. We don't have an option, because Shabbos is Shabbos. It comes no matter what. Yom Tov, you have to make it into a Yom Tov. Zog Davni Meza Avram Avinu, Yedda Shabbos, Yimena Yom Tov. So therefore, Be'emes Avram Avinu wouldn't need an Erev Tavshilin. Because why do you need an Erev Tavshilin? You need an Erev Tavshilin because in that respect, Yom Tov is stronger than Shabbos. Yom Tov is not stronger than Shabbos by Avram Avinu. While Shabbos is also good for Yom Tov. So Mimela, how Tav Benezer, Avram Avinu wouldn't have to keep Erev Tavshilin. Avram Avinu of Mekayim ben Kol HaTorah Kula, he was anticipating what will be in the future. And he was being machazik through his mitzvahs, even what Klal Yisrael, the Zera Avram, will do in the future. And that's why it was Afilu Erev Tavshilin. To be Mazbar Afilu Erev Tavshilin. There's one part of Shabbos in our day and age which is comparable to Avram Avinu's Shabbos, which is compared to Yom Tov. And you know what I would say that is? That's Tosefos Shabbos. Tosefos Shabbos is not Kfiya B'Kabbalah. Yid Muz Mefeirish B'Kabbalah Zayin Tosefos Shabbos. And if he doesn't add Shabbos, one Yid adds more, one Yid adds less. Tosefos Shabbos has the Milah of what? Of Shabbos, of Avram Avinu, which is comparable to Yom Tov. Agav Ruch, I wanted to say, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Erev Tavshilin, it's Kemat Beferish in Mishnah Berurah that to prepare from Yom Tov to Tosefos Shabbos, you don't need an Erev Tavshilin, which I don't want to go into right now. It's Kemat Beferish in Mishnah Berurah, B'Shem Deprim Avadim, but it'll be very good according to the Avri Nezer. Because even though Tosefos Shabbos doesn't feel like Shabbos, up in Derzin, up in Sadim, the Yom Tov. So Memele, that's why Tosefos Shabbos wouldn't have that din. So we say Tosefos Shabbos is done with the Yom Tov. So I wanted to say the Derev Drush, Kemat Yedi Yid, it says it every Friday night. In Kol Mekadosh Shvi, you say, Dor Shei Hashem, Dor Shei Hashem, Zera Avram Oy Havoy. We want to compare ourselves to Avram Avinu. In which way do we want to compare ourselves to Avram Avinu? As I given a Doirish Hashem, Avram Avinu was looking for extra ways to deem the Eibishter. Umir Zeru Dezera from Avram. We're also looking for ways. Hamaachem Lotzeis Min Hashabos Umemalem Lovoi. Smeichem L'Shamroi. Smeichem Tzotadim V'Yontif. Mezeru V'Simcha Tzaton Extra. Umbo'orei V'Aruv. When Shabbos comes to us, noch Yom Tov, after making us the Erev Tavshilin, the Dorshei Hashem was holding their Nekuda, their Nitzus from Avram Avinu. They send in the Ma'achim Lotzis from Shabbos. They go the extra mile, and when they go the extra mile, they said smeichem l'shamrei. Umeila said they smeichem l'shamrei. They fashtein the soif from the avnei nezer ulaori varuvoi. They fashtein as yomtiv as hecher. In that respect. That's what we said over from the Ramban and the Ksavim, and the Sfasemis brings it in Pasha Shmini. That's the reason why there's no psalm on Motzei Yom Tov. When something that you do because it's Kviyah V'Kayim is very choshev, but when it stops, the bottom falls out. And for that you need psalm, you lost your Neshama Yisera. Yom Tov was the event, Smeichim L'Shamrei. Yom Tov was the Chumim from Adoshi Hashem. You were looking for it. You wanted to do it. Du hast dich über geschränkt. Der Neshama Yisera stays even past Motzei Yom Tov. And that's why you wouldn't need, that's why you wouldn't need the Psalm of Motzei Yom Tov. Das ist der Loi Nisnash Minon. The Loi Nisnash Minon, Mesech Tebeye is, when Mishrenk Tzachibur, I heard somebody told me over that I heard it from the Minsker Evershlik. He said when he was a bacher in Chaim Berlin, there was someone who was registered in Chaim Berlin, came from somewhere in the Midwest, and he came a bacher alone, and he was there by himself, and he registered. He came to the yeshiva, and Rav Huttman took him into the yeshiva. Around 2 months later, this Yid's uncle came from the Midwest, and he took out a brown bag. And he had money, and he walked up to the front of the Beis Medrash, and he looked like he was a sheikhet, and he gave the bag of money to the Rosh Hashiva, to Rav Huttman. Huttman said, "What's it?" That's what he said. Because I want to be mishtatav and helping you out, because you've been machanach, my nephew. He's learning here in the yeshiva. So Rav Huttman said, "You can't this afford it? You could afford it?" There was some bachum watching there what was happening, and this person, the Yidat Gezog, and Rav Huttman took it from him. They said the next 2 weeks, anything that happened in yeshiva, Rav Huttman kept on saying to the bacher, that became like a motto that he kept on saying over. What says in the end of Parshas told us, when Esav wanted to kill Yaakov, wanted to come and kill Yaakov Avinu for taking the brachas. So Esav said, "I'm going to come back, be may able of thee. I'm going to come back when Yaakov Avinu is when he gets killed. When Yitzchak passes away, Pasha Pshat is because when Yitzchak passes away, Esav was a Mitzuyin in Kibbutz Av." So he didn't want to be Mitzahar's father. He'll wait to take his revenge on Yaakov Avinu till Esav passes, till Yitzchak passes away. In Kleyoka Shteit Andish. The Kleyoka says, what's the reason if he passed, what's the reason he wanted to wait? Because Esav knew a big soid. He knew Torah's Meginu Matzla. And it says by David HaMelech in Masech HaShabbos, Davlam Dalid, if David HaMelech was like Pasik Pumeh Megirseh, so the Malach HaMavis couldn't get him. So of course, Yaakov Avinu was bedarged from Yaakov and David HaMelech. Of course it was not going to be possible for Esav to get him. And Esav knew that. The Torah will be Megino Matzlo, like Pasuk Pumeh Megirseh. But Esav knew he has one window of opportunity. An oval is also the commentator. Umvibal, when it will be Me'evil Ovis of the Kleyoka. So Yaakov Avinu will be also the Talmud Teire. So he'll have the window of opportunity that he won't be able to kill him. That he'll be able to kill him. He won't have to turn the Gino Matz. So Akhtar doesn't give him to be able of him. Well, the Kash is obvious. If you ever saw any of the pictures, when Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita was sitting Shiva for his wife, for his father, the Gans had said to take a lehut. So he was learning Gash Rachayim, at the Galat Moi Kotten, at the Galat Hulchas Avelus. Yaakov Avinu Tish Galat. And Avel was also the Talmud Teiro, and Tish Galat. So I saw this Shaila brought in the Beis Yisroel, and Parshas told us when we get that one. He asked the Kash on the Kliyok. When Zok the Beis Yisroel, Nora Teiro from Simchiz Mehen, Aba Teiro from Avelus, hat nicht die Koyach von Teira Meginu Matzah. Umemela, therefore, shaken Klayoka, I saw it as Torah bosses, Gnishba Simcha, Gnishba. But then I saw in the Sefer Derech Sicha, they asked this Kasha to Chaim Kanievsky, which leads in. They asked him, what's the pshat in the Klayoka? So to Chaim Kanievsky, nor a Torah from Chiyuv is made. A Torah from Nisht Chiyuv is Nisht made. And an oval is Nisht Mechuyuv in Talmud. And therefore, all the Gechidish, Chaim Kanievsky, to say it's on Tisha B'Av, who has bothered me. There should be a whole book of Medrashim full, Ms. Mechuyuv, it's a lot of us, like Hashem and Chiyuv in Talmud Torah. Ne, could be Hashem Yisham Sam Chiyuv, Ms. Nisht Mechuyuv. And Mamount on a Chiyuv, so then you don't. Then you learn about Chiyuv. You don't have the Issah. But Shmashayin came. But you also don't have the Torah Megino Matz. It sounds like this part from the basis of Chaim Kanievsky are polar opposites. Those are the basis of not Torah, mitoch Simcha. And those are the Chaim Kanievsky, not Torah that you're compelled to learn. If you go into the street and you ask people. Which Torah is the Simcha Dikya Torah? The Torah that you forced, or the Torah that you do extra credit? I think every person would say extra credit. When you force, there's no Simcha. So the basis is not Simcha, when there's not forced. Anybody who learned and is for pleasure to fashein atayisvis and erkenin shlofen because he wants to be miyashiv. He's forced. Er hat nicht kein Brede. Sie ist mamisch kofale im Hake Giges. Aber ein noch Simche die Geile Mizu. Der größte Simche ist die Simche von Hechrich, die Simche von kofale im Hake Giges. Klau Yisrael versteht das. Rashi says, im Sechter Rashom, da Fachtes Amar Aleph, Mitzvah Lav Lehen ist nicht nur, the Yisroel oil al tzavareyem mitnu. The Yisroel. A goy kenish verstehen da hanor from mitzvus lav lehanis mitnu. A yid verstehen, mit de ganze mitzvus lav lehanis mitnu. Ein loch hanor gdeil am izu. Das doch de kreste hanor. The bitten to the Ebrishte, the bitten to the Dvar Hashem. Coming out and understanding is the biggest time look. That's why it's both one. This is the Torah which is making a matzel is that Torah that you're pushing yourself. The Torah that you feel you have no choice. You mamash have to do it once you toyim it. I was in the just get now a minute. I'll just get to Satosh Shoshana. Eretz Yisrael of Sukkis many years ago. I was in the street. I met Rav Kolevsky. It's a brother from Baltimore. And he was in front of the Malona Merkaz. And I stood with him, it must have been for an hour or two. I met him, and I was mamisha. I the Baldikas Chus. And then I had a psakesha with him because of that. And we walked back and forth for like an hour after the meal on Sukkot in the day. Hammond's wife came out, because she was taking care of him. She came back and she said, the Rosh Hashiva has to go back inside. The Roshiva has to go back inside in the man. Leave the Roshiva alone. She said, well, one more minute. Give me another minute. We're walking back and forth again. And then he turned to me and he said, Sizishkin Taina. He said, I heard from a Yid Vosot Gehert mi Peh Kodesh from the Mechazanish. At the price it says in Pirkei Avos, Pas Pamelach Torecha, Mayim Bimtsura Tishta, Alo Oretz Tisha. If you do it, Ashrecha b'toyblach. The Chazmish asked and he said, what does have to say, Kachi darka shoteir, matoisekei. If Kachi darka shoteir, it's obvious you knew it. How could it be? What does have to say, matoisekei? The Chazmish said, we can explain it and it's understandable. And people all over the world understand. You give up in this world, you'll get in the next world. You sleep on the floor. You eat hard bread. You drink plain water. You can understand. It'll be very good. Because in this world, you give up. You get in the next world. It's understandable. Sokta Chaznish. But how do you explain to somebody, this is good poilum hazeh? How do you explain to somebody eating hard bread, sleeping on the floor, drinking plain water is oilum hazeh? So the Chaznish said, you could talk till you're blue in the face, and you could explain it with 100 misholim, and kenevet is nishvashim. He will never understand how it's oilum hazeh. The Briskerov writes in the Hagdoma to Sefer Chedusha Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi, all of us, you sit and you learn it, it's Mi shaloi toam ta, mi shaloi shoma toira mi piv. I don't even know what that means exactly. I mean, mi shaloi shoma toira for Rav Chaim's toira, loi toam tam toiv mi yomov. The Briskerov was not into hyperbole, and he wasn't an exaggerator. He held these portions, erot rachmonis, of mention was from Dostish Geld. Sefil zein tam toiv. Das ist immer da ist, okay. Then Rav Kolevsky turned to me. Sie hat das nicht getan. Sie hat das nicht getan. Was soll ich das sagen? Bei mir ist Mamesh. Immer da ist, okay. Das ist doch Mamesh. I'm walking back and forth. Kann ich geteilen. Ich sehe, was soll das nicht machen? Ich kann das nicht verstehen. That's the Kafalei im Har Kedigis. Und das ist der Teuer von Kfir. Und das ist der Teuer von der Tuv. From the Simcha, was we learned to us with Tayyip. Just for us, beginning with Sechtes Rosh Hashanah, the Sechtes Rosh Hashanah, just say it for a minute, I said it on Shabbos, okay, some other things, said that the Shittas HaRishayim, that hold, the Maril, says that you should not daven Mayrev in Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. If you make an early Rosh Hashanah, you should not daven Mayrev, and you should wait till Badai Lain. In Shabbos Chutzim, it's been Yishloim Yes Akasha. Why? Ba'ar v'prok and loyim need. So Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Tov. Yom Tov Shul Rosh Hashanah. Kol bo yoyim oyvim l'fanach kirenim. Now it's Yom Tov. It's Rosh Hashanah. So be makabel Rosh Hashanah. You could have Ma'ariv early. Hefreshtayish. Why does the Ma'aril say such a thing that it should not be? I wanted to say like this. If you look, I had a shayla in the shul a couple of years ago. A bar mitzvah bracha was getting bar mitzvah a boy by yom on Shabbos. Just thought, there is a thing. A minute, boy by yom on Shabbos. He came over to me and he wanted to daven ma'ariv for the omud. So I said, Kabbalah Shabbos and ma'ariv. I was looking forward to daven ma'ariv. I said, when's your bar mitzvah? He said, on Shabbos. I said, I don't know if you could daven ma'ariv for the omud. He said, why can't I daven ma'ariv for the omud? I said, because you're not bar mitzvah till it's at night. And now it's not. The bracha was a long dish of bracha. He said to me, no. I'm bar mitzvah on Shabbos. Shabbos is chuf based Talmud. So I'm a kabbal Shabbos, so now it's Shabbos. Why am I not bar mitzvah? So I said, nay. So frit alam de shishayla. Of a Shabbos you can make early, but chuf based Talmud you can't make early. So you can't get your birthday card until it's at night. So maybe you're not going until at night. Now the Agav Urcha comes a big question. Do you have to make Kiddush again? Let's say you made Kiddush during that Tosefes Shabbos, or do you have to have Ma'ariv again? I guess Kiddush. You had the Mo Ma'ariv again. It's famous to Machatz HaShekel. Speaks about it. If you have to have Ma'ariv again, which goes into the whole Shaila for the Rabbanon, the Reis is totally what a Kotman is in Chinuch. So therefore, he can't have. So if Habos is Rosh Hashanah di Yoy Ma'adin, can we clear on a Chakir? Is Rosh Hashanah di Yoy Ma'adin on Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah? Or is the Yom Tov for Rosh Hashanah not the Yom Adin? The Yom Adin is Zeh HaYoy Tchilas Masecha, on Adam HaRishon's birthday. The world was created Chof Hei Elam, when Adam HaRishon was created on Rosh Hashanah. If Adam HaRishon would be there on Rosh Hashanah, when would his birthday be? His birthday wouldn't be because he made Rosh Hashanah early. He would be the same like his Bocha. Wenn du gewinnst dein Birthday, wenn es ist Vaday Laila. Now it's totally, what's the Yom Adin? Is the Yom Adin totally in Rosh Hashanah? Or is the Yom Adin totally in, is the Yom Adin totally in Adam HaRishon when he was created? The Yom HaDin is totally in the creation when he was created. Of course you could daven early in Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah early, like any Yom Tov. But a Yid wants to daven on the Yom HaDin. He wants the Chaparai, no Chatfil on the Yom HaDin. When is his Yom HaDin? On when it's Vaday Laila. That'll answer the Binyan Shlem is Kasha on the Maril. The Maril, what's wrong? It's Rosh Hashanah. For Shneitzach you could daven early. But will the Chaparai Chatfil on the Yom HaDin? So of course you're going to wait. And therefore, that's why there'll be that din. Happens to be, I said the same din, B'negei Shemitah, Shal Melech Esakasha, if Yom Tov will be Chal before Shemitah, the whole tumult for Enes HaChal Nis, it'll come out, Shemitah could be, will be Chal without the din of Tosefos Shemitah, will only be Chal on the first day of the year. It's not totally in Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah maybe would stay away from you. So the emes is, the Ram, in the beginning of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, brings 2 days. Why is the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah? Is it because it's before Yom Kippur? Or is Rosh Hashanah because the day Adam Arishin is created? That could be God of Machlek, is the Maril, with the Binyan Shleim. Is Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, is the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, is the Yom HaDin? Or is the Yom HaDin totally in the... Or is the Yom HaDin totally, nicht in the Yom Tov for Rosh Hashanah, it is totally in the Yom Rishon when he was created? Abu Chayr Zapella. Bishleim, if it's the Yom Tov before Yom Kippur, I understand it's a Yom HaDin. You gotta get prepared before Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's Adam HaRishon's birthday? It is a Yom HaDin? The Chet didn't happen till the end of the day. He was created on the first day. I'll think about the final boil. Why should that day be the Yom HaDin? So I'll just say it like this. We say the pasuk says, "Ubo elecha kol habracha is v'hissi gucha." All the rishonim are busy explaining what does the word v'hissi gucha mean. You should receive all the brachas v'hissi gucha, and you should get them. Nobody knows what it means. The Kotzker Rebbe, in his very special way, was sitting with his talmidim, and he said, they were saying this pasuk. Someone asked him, "What's the pshat in v'hissi gucha?" And I heard this from my cousin, the Bishul Borg, said over that the Kotzker Rebbe said, "V'hissi gucha me'loshin hasogis harayvit." Habetach pliya. V'hissi gucha me'loshin hasogis harayvit. The Gedolei Talmidim from the Kotzker Rebbe said, "This is the pshat." You know, I was in the house by Rav David Pabarsky. Zeichet Tzadik Lebrocha, a relative of my wife, my shver. When they brought him in after the stipler was nifter, they found pages in the stipler's house on the Sefer Yeshua's David with hasol, with on the side in the margin notes from the Chazon Ish on the Sefer Yeshua's David, like 5 or 6 notes. And I remember I came into him and he gave me copies of it. He was Besimcha Atzuma. And I remember I took it home. I have it somewhere in my house. I have to find it. And the Chazon Ish, in every single Haggadah, is vehemently arguing with him. He's writing, how could this be? With this, he's arguing with him. And Rav David Pabarsky took those papers and he handed it over to people, every person who's coming in. What's the greatest covet if someone just sees your safe and he says, "That's a very nice safe." Or if someone sees the safe and says, "Grad on that, I also said a good word." Or if someone took your safe, and he ran it through so stark a rein in sein Kopf. Und was hat er gehabt? Was hat er gesagt? Er hat gesagt, "The hasog of them." What's he telling you? He's telling you, "I hold of you so stark, the chazlish of galten by zogun, that I hold over here as the ken zogun besser. I hold over here, you could have said something different." That's a gewaltige compliment. But besides that it's a compliment, it's also a machaya that gives you responsibility. The Eibush Bezogt, "I'm giving you a brocha. Kol ha-brochas." Of a yed brocha has a sting to it. And the sting is, if you get this brocha, let's see that you're not mezalzel with the brocha. We know what everybody says, every lottery ticket winner, 99%, go crazy or lose it. This is looking Kalen. The brocha has to come with an achrayis, introspection. understanding. Be machay of yourself. Those are bracha. Ubo eilecha kol abrachais v'hisigucha. You have to take the Eibush's bracha and say, the Eibush gave me this bracha. He obviously holds from me. He obviously holds I can do something with this bracha. And that's what the Kotzke Rebbe meant. That's the v'hisigucha. When Adam HaRishon was created, it wasn't time for a party. It was time for a Yom HaDin. Life and bracha that the Eibushter gives us. That's why the first day of Adam HaRishon and every year Vetnayis Adam HaRishon, Rosh Hashanah Haschola is a mechayev. After you finish a mesechta, you start another mesechta. And especially such an oilam who's doing it the even and all over, and with a special just fair ice and just finish. I saw in the Sefer of Zaychik in the Boiris, I can go after what the Sefer. What's the name of the Sefer? He married like a small mices. He brings over there to the source. Lanta once walked into a Bismedrish. And he saw two Yingalite learning. And he saw the Yingalite learning, and they were going very quick. They were learning a Taisis. You're talking about Yishlaim. Next Taisis. You're talking about Yishlaim. Time of Yishlaim. So Lanta walked over and he said, Yingalite, Oy Mishtelzach Nisht Ok Sevishin Levium, Time of Yishlaim. From Vuvet the Nemen Yerushalmayim for the Taisis. What he meant to say is, how are you going to be magish the Dvar Hashem from the Taisis? As I like with that Dvar Hashem, but that is Machshav Zan. Taisis is talking from the Eibushter. I'll just be right, when I brought back somebody who I knew was a chazan in Philadelphia. And he was a chazan, and there was a yid. The rabbi told him, there's a yid here in this shul who learned by Rav Baruch Ber. A yeshiva man. He went over to him and he said, yid, so I'm a yeshiva from Kamenitz, from Horodok, from Kamenitz, place. What's Rav Baruch Ber? He said, man, I am so far from those days, it is blank totally. Okay. The next morning before davening, this Ingeman comes in, and this old yid is waiting for him by the door in the shul. He comes over to me, Ingeman. He said, what's the name? He said, I think it's a shnai moich. He said, oh, get out of the way. He said, I'm going to have a moment to the sofa. He said, I'm going to have a moment to the sofa. He said, I'm going to have a moment to the sofa. He said, I'm going to have a moment to the sofa. He said, what's the name? I just remember how he started shnai moich. And he started shnai moich and what he said, Schneide mich in der Talis. Zwei Jeden halt mir an Talis. Zeh oi ma kula shali. Vizeh oi ma kula shali. Ein Jeden sagt sein ganze Mainz. Und ein Jeden sagt sein ganze Mainz. Und der Eberster sagt, ja, mein Gott. Jetzt das Gebet. Und der Eberster sagt, ja, mein Gott. Man darf nicht vergessen, wenn man lernt, der Teus ist, und man lernt, die Gemorre. Der Eberster sagt, ja, mein Gott. Der Eberste sagt aber, Rosh Hashanah im Heim. Der Eberste sagt uns, und Teusfus redt von dem Eberste. Und wir reden von dem Eberste. Es ist alles Dvar Hashem. Der Eberste sagt all of us, ich bin able to be Messiah, und Maschel, und Mesechta Zacheres. Und I saw in the Schneis, when you finish, you say, mit Teuch Archobes Adas. Der Eberste gibt uns der Archobes Adas, der Gesund, der Naches, der Borachayim, so in der. To be able to learn the Eberste's Teure, and all the Mesaskin, and all the people who are Mahargin to learn the Daf of Shavua and every Daf, this is only Zayin. Daf of Shavua, the Iker Machshiv Zayin, the Eibush to stay there. And the Iker to understand that only with this Ein Lanu Shir Raka Teira Azayis, it's a small Kaimitz Kotten from Lenshin, was halten on the Eibush to stay there, was halten on with the Chashivas from Teira, was Nemen Aroyis from the Kof Aleim Harki Gigis, which we're taking out, the Toivloch Boilam Hazer, the Ebsha should be Mazak, all of us, we should have the Oilam Hazer to be able to have the Oilam Abba, to be able to learn Torah, we take Chachov and Zadas, we take Bria Sabu, and we take Bria Sabu.
Amen.